From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. Questions are raised about the terror investigations in Belgium. Belgian prosecutors say three people detained in the investigation into the attacks that killed 130 victims in Paris in November have been freed after extensive interrogation. None of the three was charged. According to the Belgian Federal Prosecutor's Office, the three were taken into custody during a police search in Brussels on Tuesday. Belgian authorities have not said what they were looking for or what they may have found. VOA's Luis Ramirez, who is following the story from London, says the recurring theme of suspects being arrested and many then released is raising some questions from Belgians about the quality of the investigation.
Certainly the fact that operations are underway and are happening daily is of some reassurance to people. But certainly when they're seeing suspects being arrested, being detained, questioned, and then released, that raises more questions as to whether it's happening competently or not. In any case, what people really want to see is for measures that will ensure that this does not happen again.
Brussels was home to many of the attackers who struck the French capital on November 13th with suicide bombings and volleys of assault weapons fire. According to Belgian and French investigators, the same cell was behind the suicide bombings that killed 32 victims at the Brussels airport and in the Brussels subway on March 22nd. Macedonian police have fired tear gas and stun grenades at a crowd of migrants trying to climb a fence on its border with Greece. Reports say about 30 people were in the group trying to scale the fence Wednesday at the closed Idomeni border. This is VOA News. Syrians in government-controlled parts of the country are voting in parliamentary elections Wednesday as peace talks reconvene in Geneva. Western leaders and Syrian opposition groups have criticized the elections as a sham and a threat to the peace talks and a tenuous six-week-old ceasefire. Polling stations opened early Wednesday morning in the government-controlled areas, which make up about a third of the country's territory. Observers expect the ruling Ba'ath Party to maintain its majority in parliament. About 35,000 candidates, or make that 3,500 candidates, are running for the 250 seats in parliament. Thousands more have dropped out of the race. Nigeria's Kaduna state government has said it secretly buried hundreds of minority Shiite Muslims in a mass grave after the victims were killed in army raids that underline ongoing impunity despite President Muhammadu Buhari's promises to end military abuses. Amnesty International is calling for an investigation following what is called horrific revelations of the slaughter and a secret burial. Kaduna State Government Secretary Balarabi Lawal told a commission of inquiry Monday that dozens of soldiers and state officials transported 347 bodies from a mortuary in an army base to a bush site where they were buried after the December 12th to 14th military raids on Shiite compounds in northern Zaria town. South Sudan's rebels are finally returning to the capital, Juba, after more than 2 years of civil war, a key step in the implementation of the peace deal signed last August.
South Sudan's rebels fled Juba under gunfire more than 2 years ago at the start of this country's civil war. 8 months after signing a peace deal, they're coming back. Over 1,300 SPLA and opposition soldiers have returned to the capital so far. Rebel leader Riek Machar is scheduled to land here Monday to assume the vice presidency under President Salva Kiir. Tens of thousands have died in South Sudan's civil war between forces loyal to Kiir and Machar. But Gore says there's no way to stop the coming peace.
Peace will not be reversed. We must move forward with our country.
But as Gore preached peace in Juba, fighting continued elsewhere. The United States condemned attacks by the government in the country's western Barl-Ghazal state. Jason Patinkin for VOA News, Juba.
Federal agents in Panama have raided the offices of the Mossack Fonseca law firm, linked to a number of offshore accounts associated with world leaders. Panama's attorney general said in a statement that police were searching for any evidence that would establish the possible use of the firm for illicit activities. Mossack Fonseca has been accused of aiding tax evasion and fraud. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.